Reversing a car up the lane behind my brother's bookshop in Limerick is a tricky business, so you're going to do it with me if you want to listen to this audio boo, because I absolutely have to be careful that I don't bash into the car on the left-hand side and that I can go up. I decided I'd do this because this is a lane I have, you know, I've spent quite a bit of my life, a long time ago, mind you, reversing up this lane, and it's a good test of my ability to continue to drive car. I have to watch that I don't. And in fact, if I'm sensible, I only have to watch one side. I only have to watch the offside. I'm driving on my offside mirror now as I try to make sure that I don't scrape the car against any wall, and that I can proceed to navigate it safely out onto the rather vigorous traffic on the road outside. I'm misleading you when I use the word vigorous, because this is the traffic will be travelling very slowly, but there will be plenty of it. Now, I'm very carefully only watching one side here. What have I done in Limerick today? That's what I'm really interested in chatting about for a second. The remarkable thing was time spent in a bookshop, followed by a walk up the street into a pub, followed by leaving the pub, going to a restaurant, kind of bistro-y kind of place for lunch, then going to an off-license to buy a bottle of Tia Pepe. That's a very dry sherry, for those of you who aren't into very dry sherries. And I am being watched by my brother in a gingerly. He's got a BMW, so a lot better than my car. So he's having a laugh. He's a big smile on his face. The bastard. So here we go. Right, I'm out now. I'm nearly out. I've got rid of the brother. Last thing you want to do is hit the brother's car. And then I had a great contact with the Frank McCourt musical. I call it Frank McCourt. It's the wrong term for it. It's actually Angela's Ashes, the musical. Now, this was the big surprise of the day. I had no idea. But I can tell you that a new musical based upon Frank McCourt's book, Angela's Ashes, which, okay, I'll nail my colours to the mast, I think to be a great book. Oh, dear. Little problem. Better go and sort it out. Oh, dear. I really did. I touched against a man's car. And he was a taxi driver. And I did actually leave a tiny mark on his car. And we looked at the car together. And I apologised profusely. And he refused to do anything about it. And I put my hand in my wallet to give him money. I mean, it was a tiny bit of damage, I must admit, but on the other hand, all right, thank you. And oh, they're very good. Right, oh, safely out. But he said, no. He said, say a prayer for me. So isn't that, I mean, what more can you say? I mean, I've been very, very fortunate there. The man could have kind of taken me to the cleaners, caused a big fuss and everything like that. You know, but he didn't. So, that'll just teach me. That'll teach me what. It could have happened anyway, even if I wasn't on audio boo, that could have happened. But I guess maybe that is certainly my first, I'm not going to call it a car crash audio boo, but it is the first collision between my car and another car while I've been on audio boo. So I'm a bit shaken, actually. It was a very tricky reversal, I can imagine people in my family will have a serious laugh at me because of that. So, basically, where was I? I was talking about Angela's Ashes, written by Frank McCourt. A book, incidentally, in which a tiny episode of the book is set in my grandfather's, my father's, and my brother's bookshop, because Frank McCourt tells a story of how he used to be kicked out of the shop for shoplifting. I can't actually remember if he himself in Angela's Ashes, said that he had shoplifted, or he was just cleared out of the shop on suspicion of being having it in mind to shoplift. But anyway, the relevant shock today and great surprise was to discover that there's this musical which has already premiered in Derby in the UK. So Angela's Ashes, the musical, has premiered in Derby, and it's coming to Limerick very soon. And the person who played the lead part in it, and the lead female part in it, if I understand her tweet correctly, because she got in touch with me on Twitter during the day, well, anyway, I forget her name right now, but I was in touch with the lead woman in the show. So I am looking forward to, there's a YouTube video. I guess if you simply Google Angela's Ashes on YouTube, you'll see the same as I've seen. I only heard a tiny bit of the music because I didn't have my earphones in. But so that was the little bit of excitement and about that. And where? What else did I do during the day today? I went browsing in the bookshop. And off the top of my head, I can tell you I got Matthew Johnson's book about meditation and how to meditate. He is an extraordinary man from Australia who, I can't remember the name of the book, but he does books in the form of cartoons, you'd call them, really. They're pictures that he draw. Well, either he draws it or maybe somebody else draws them. But anyway, he has a book called Living with the Black Dog, and then there's another one written by his wife, which is Living with Somebody Who's Living with a Black Dog or something like that. That's about the effort to support somebody whose mental health is fragile and they need support, and that's another great, great book. There's one called The A to Z of Life. But anyway, I got that. I got a book on Freud, and I got a which was written by D.H. Thomas, in case you're interested. But it was actually a fictitious dialogue. I got a book by an Irish poet who I have never read or heard of, I must admit, and Sean O'Brien. Now, he could be terribly famous, but I'm not sure how Irish he is, but I came across this wonderful book, well, wonderful looking book, I should say, to be exact, and I decided, who is this poet who I've never heard of? And I then picked up a book of his, which is called small collection called November, and I couldn't put it down. Okay, I've now arrived at my mother-in-law's house. So that was a tiny little summary. It really was extraordinary meeting the Dutchman in the White House pub. But that's already recorded in an audioboo. So there we are, high drama. I suppose this particular audioboo will always be remembered by me as the one in which there was a live recording of me having a collision with a taxi driver in Limerick. And I really must, even though I'm an unbeliever, I'm not sure what my prayers are worth, but I will actually... So that's it. I will now leave the car and go into the house and have family time. Well, another kind of family time. All the best. In case I don't get back to you again this Christmas, have a wonderful, wonderful time, and all the very best. And thanks very much, by the way, for listening. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you.